Recording started.
Good morning on this fabulous bank holiday Sunday. Welcome to Rev Ng Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we like to set the intention of our time together by starting with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
We come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect You. And I pray that our lives go the better, taking truth is a comfort.
Congratulate you for taking this time out. On a glorious Sunday like this, people would want to head down to the coast or out in the park enjoying this wonderful bank holiday. But I applaud you for recognizing what is important. When Mary and Martha were looking after things and Martha was sitting listening to Jesus and Mary was fussing, looking after the things outside and doing stuff with the food and all of that, and complaining that her sister was being idle while she was working. And Jesus said, don't chide her. She has chosen the good portion. She's chosen the right thing. She's listening to the truth. She's understanding and getting this wisdom. There's a time and a place for everything, and as Ecclesiastes says, for everything there is a season. On a Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, it is the time that we select out of the 1,445 minutes that we have each day to connect with the source of our being, to deepen down and come together, unifying across the airwaves, connecting one soul, one heart, one spirit to another. The work that we do on ourselves individually spreads out and touch collectively people who we encounter. When we do this work on ourselves, it allows us to show up as a more embodied, loving human being. And it isn't necessary by our actions that this shows. The frequency with which we vibrate at attracts people into our orbit, into our sphere. I never stop being amused how I could be standing in the middle of a busy airport and someone will seek me out to ask me something. And it's not because I look like I'm knowledgeable, but I know the frequency with which I am vibrating at attracts them. So this time that we come together for 45 minutes or so on a Sunday is a time that we are utilizing to not only work on ourselves, but to become a more beneficial presence in this world. There isn't a headline or a day that goes by when something happens which challenges us to our core, this time that we spend together emboldens, enables, enlivens us so that we can remain grounded in our peace, in our truth, and be a center of love and light for these challenging times. So this week I was having lunch with a dear friend, and she brought another friend with her to join us. And during the conversation, the friend of my friend had shared how recently her brother died last year in unusual circumstances. And it started her off on a, what is this all for? What is the purpose? Why are we here? And I shared with her the few lines I could remember from my favorite Rainer Marie Wilk poem that I share often with you, who says, as well as you can, have patience with everything that is unresolved in your heart, and try to love the questions themselves as if they were locked rooms or books written in a very foreign language. Don't search for the answers which could not be given to you now, because you could not or would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now, and perhaps then someday, far in the future, you will gradually, without noticing it, live your way into the answer. You see, there are many things in life we are going to experience that does not make sense, that we cannot fathom or make head nor tail of. And we wonder why. What is the purpose? What is the point? And the point is that if we are in the moment, living in the now, we trust that the unanswered questions that we have, the reason for being and doing and having, will reveal themselves. Because as the poet said, you probably wouldn't be able to live even if you knew the answer in it. So just carry on, embrace life and live it. And sometime in the future, you will live your way into the answer. So today my theme is, how do we develop that inner strength so that we can live into the answer? And it always, for me, in my humble opinion, comes down to that we have to trust. A five-letter word that is so powerful and yet so challenging for so many of us to be able to do. You see, our teacher, Jesus, said, why are you worrying? You can't even turn one hair on your head white or black. So if you can't even do something as simple as that, what are you worrying about? Trust. The lilies of the field, they are just trusting, and today they're here and tomorrow they're in the oven. The sparrows, the birds that fly, they are fed every day. And you are so much more than them. You are so much of greater worth to the divine intelligence. And if you have so much greater worth, then why do you not trust that your needs will be met, that the answers will come, that the understanding, the revelation, whatever it is, will, in the fullness of time, be yours? You see, we need to get that inner strength to trust. And for me, the work that we do on ourselves is the work that enables us to trust more. I love the quote that says, I was once young and now I'm old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. As we trust, our needs are met. As we trust, we see how things unfold, even though it may not look like what we think or how we think it's supposed to go. When we trust, we know that there is an intelligence that is at work doing a perfect work in and through us as we allow the fear, the worry, the stress to subside. For as I have often shared, the universe only ever says yes. So whatever we are holding in consciousness, it is saying yes to that. So if we are holding fear and worry and stress in our consciousness, it says yes. If, on the other hand, we are holding faith and trust that everything is unfolding in perfect and divine and timely manners, it's saying yes to that too. So my beloved, the invitation is to learn to trust greater and deeper and more profoundly than ever before. To know that you can live into the answers in the unknown. You don't need to know everything. What was so amusing in this conversation over lunch, as she was wrestling with what I was sharing with her, my friend had organized this treat for her birthday. So she didn't know where she was coming for lunch. She didn't know that after lunch, my friend had planned to take her to Chelsea to the flower show. But she was happy just to go along and trust my friend that whatever she told her she needed to do, she did. And so she told her to bring a comfortable change of clothes that she would be able to, unbeknownst to her, go around Chelsea in comfort and not in heels and a dress. So as she shared this with me, I laughed and I said, this is exactly what I'm speaking to. You trusted that whatever was going to unfold would unfold and it would be okay. This is what life requires of us, to trust in the same way. It is no different. She laughed and said she got it. And so this is the thing. Truth is truth. It doesn't change whether we want to apply it to our health, our relationships, our work, our whatever. This is a truth that we are living for every aspect of our life. There is an intelligence. There is a power. There is a presence. There is a consciousness that is beyond the names we choose with our finite, limited brains to give it. Whether we call it God or Yahweh or Brahma or Krishna or Jesus or Buddha, it's irrelevant. What is relevant is that you understand the truth and the principles and the law of living. And the more you can expand your consciousness and your awareness and your understanding to apply these laws and principles for your life, the more blessed, the more harmonious, the more abundant, the more loving, the more prosperous your life will be. So the story that I want to share with you today touched me. And I think it will touch you too. And it says, the story is told by a man of the most frightening yet thought-provoking experience of his life. He had been on a long flight. The first warning of the approaching problems came when the sign on the airplane flashed on, fasten your seatbelts. Then after a while, a calm voice said, we shall not be serving the beverages at this time, as we are experiencing a little turbulence. Please be sure your seatbelt is fastened. As he looked around the aircraft, it became obvious that many of the passengers were becoming apprehensive. Later, the voice of the announcer said, we are so sorry that we are unable to serve the meal at this time. The turbulence is still ahead of us. And then the storm broke. The ominous cracks of thunder could be heard even above the roar of the engines. Lightning lit up the darkened skies, and within moments the great plane was like a cork tossed around in a celestial ocean. One moment the airplane was lifted on terrific currents of air, the next it dropped as if it was about to crash. The man confessed that he shared the discomfort of fear to those around him. He said, as I looked around the plane, I could see that nearly all the passengers were upset and alarmed. Some were praying. The future seemed ominous, and many were wondering if they would make it through the storm. And then I suddenly saw a girl, to whom the storm meant nothing. She had tucked her feet beneath her, and she sat on her seat and was reading a book. Everything within her small world was calm and orderly. Sometimes she closed her eyes, then she would read again. Then she would straighten her legs, but worry and fear were not in her world. When the plane was being buffeted by this terrible storm, when it lurched this way and that, and it rose and fell with frightening severity, when all the adults were scared half to death, this marvelous child was completely composed and unafraid. The man could hardly believe his eyes. It was not surprising, therefore, that when the plane finally reached its destination and all the passengers were hurrying to disembark, he lingered to speak to the girl whom he had watched for such a long time. Having commented about the storm and the behavior of the plane, he asked why she had not been afraid. The sweet child replied, "Sir, my dad is the pilot, and he's taking me home." It is when you know who is the pilot of your life, when you know who it is that is the author and the director of your life, you don't have to worry. You can remain calm in the midst of the storm. You can remain centered no matter what is going round. You can remain at peace even though you don't have the answers to life's questions. When you know who the pilot is, when you know who the author of your life is, when you know who you are and whose you are, you can remain calm through it all. I want to share with you a poem by Rumi. I've not shared anything from him in a while. And the poem is entitled, "Float on Your Back a While." They come, those junctures, where it seems you must turn right as opposed to making a sharp left. Consequences from the breeze, from life, could move you into a new city, relationship, or frame of mind. Any notion of free will could be reinforced from your study of maps or want ads. A leaf in the middle of a river. What can it do, though, if it gets an urge to go ashore and doze on the bank? Maybe it could call out to someone working in a field nearby. Maybe it could ask for help from a passing boat. So much calling we do to God, beseeching change, and he might think, "Gosh, I just put you there in a miraculous current in a world I think is hip. Try to have some fun. Float on your back a while. Relax. Look up at the stars." Rumi, in his ever-amusing wit, is reminding us just to chill. Float on your back a while and look up at the stars. God's got it. And so before we go into our science... Before we go into our meditation, our science of mind reading today is entitled "Walk in Wisdom." The first quote comes from Eckhart Tolle, who says, "Wisdom comes with the ability to be still." Our second quote comes from Ernest Holmes in The Science of Mind, page 441, who says, "Never forget that there is an indwelling spirit which knows." The author writes, "The many stages of life are characterized by new emphases and attainments. While childhood and adulthood are times of growth, learning, and accomplishment, the stage of elderhood is considered that special period in our life when we have acquired a mature wisdom, often won through hard experience. Certainly, this view has validity. For the longer we live, the more opportunities we have to deepen in wisdom. However, wisdom is not the province only of those who have lived many years. Each and every one of us, no matter our age and emanations, are emanations of the divine, in which all wisdom is contained. So we are always inherently wise. What does it mean to be wise? We exhibit the divine quality of wisdom when we actively cultivate inner tranquility, staying in control of our responses to our outer conditions, not attached to our own outcome or timing. If something occurs that troubles us, we can choose not to react, but rather to remain calm and centered, asking for guidance from the knower within. We heed the guidance that comes. We trust, listen, and act in accordance with that which we sense to be the highest good in each situation or circumstance that arises. When we walk in wisdom, our life path is smoothed and eased. We are free from the urge to struggle, and we go calmly into each new day, experiencing right action, because we are living from the center within, which is our divine nature, the fount of all wisdom. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. As we go within, to the center, to the cave, the sanctuary of the heart, where we connect with the fount of all wisdom. And as always, as we bring our attention to our breath, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." As you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." As you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." And notice my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. Notice my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. That not only are you seeing, you are feeling what it is that you desire. the stronger, the blueprint that we can give the universe, the clearer it has the direction with which to create with you. See yourself patient, trusting for the unknown. See your relationships and your interactions peace-filled, loving, harmonious. And what does that look and feel like to you? And see for yourself every and anything else that you are wanting in this week. You're invited to hold anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. For we know that we live, move, and have our being in the infinite intelligence, the source of all that is. We know that there is nowhere where God is not. And so right where we are, God is. In this awareness and this consciousness, we are dwelling. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, trusting and surrendering all the unknown answers that we are so busy seeking. Knowing that as we live and move and trust in your presence at work in our lives, the answers will be revealed in the fullness of time, as and when we are ready to be able to embrace them. Let us recognize we have all that we need within us to deal with the storms of our lives, to deal with any situation that we may be confronted with. For ever within us is the font of all wisdom. Ever within us is the source of all intelligence. For ever within us is the divine infinite mind of the Creator. At this time, we hold all those that are in need of a healing, whether they be on this call, in their homes and hospitals. We know that we are made in your image and likeness, and that image and likeness is health, wholeness, and well-being. If that were not so, none of us could ever be healed. So we speak this word now for their healing and right and perfect expression. We speak this word for those that are going under procedures, that the hands that will be doing it will be guided by your spirit. That the nurses and all those in the caring and healing profession are compassionate towards those in need of their skills and services. We hold in our hearts those who have transitioned and those that are mourning and grieving the loss of their loved ones. May the angels surround and comfort them with the peace that passes all human understanding. May they know that love is eternal. It has no ending or beginning. For we are in you and in eternity. At this time, we're remembering all the victims of terrorist attacks, murderous plots. Those who are innocent being killed or maimed by those who have no love in their hearts. Whether it be in Manchester or Syria or anywhere else around this world, those who are persecuting others for their religion, for their faith, for their sexual orientation, for their race. We ask that the world comes to our awareness and a knowing that we are all a part of you and we are all a part of each other. Irrespective of our differences, we have the one life flowing in and through us. As we learn to love and respect one another, may we learn to love and respect this beautiful planet and all sentient beings. Those that creep through the and on the earth, those that swim through its seas and fly through its air. May we respect this planet as a living, loving entity that does not deserve us to pollute its waters or its earth or its air. May we remember we are but caretakers. May our governors and presidents and prime ministers and those elected or unelected come back to the truth that we are one kind. We are humankind. We are one race, the human race. And let us live, let us treat one another from this awareness, from this belief, from this acceptance. O beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, there are not enough words to offer up all the heartfelt gratitude for your unending presence in our lives, for your infinite grace, your eternal blessings, your endless mercies. We are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones, as we repeat this morning's meditations and affirmations.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation comes from our Science of Mind reading. I let divine wisdom within me guide my life.
Within me guide my life.
So now, Buddhist meditations. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone,
If I have hurt or harmed anyone,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed,
May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. And now our prayer protection. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is and all is well.
And so it is. So my beloveds, as we come to the end of this morning's Sunday Soul Connection, I invite you to join me on Thursday for our midweek top-up, our 10 minutes at 10 a.m. And my benediction that I will close with today comes from Praying with the Earth, Prayer Book for Peace by John Newell. All things come from you, O God, and to you we return. All things emerge in your great river of life, and into you we vanish again. At the beginning of this day we wake, not as separate streams, but as a countless currents in a single flow. The flow of this day's dawning, the flow of this day's delight, the flow of this day's sorrows, your flow, O God, in the twistings and turnings of this new day. And so the song that I have chosen for you today is entitled Strong Enough by Matthew West. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You must think I'm strong. Give me one. Forgive me if I'm wrong. This looks like more than I can do on my own. I know I'm not strong enough to be everything that I'm supposed to be. I give up. I'm not strong enough. I'm not strong enough to be everything that I was.
Oh, that was fabulous. That was Matthew West and Strong Enough. May you trust and surrender and have the patience and know that you are strong enough. God bless.
Thank you.